And this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now on the line with us, we have Kayla Love with Students for Hip Hop on Cal State. Right there, she's the president. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening with Hip Hop in the Park, which is coming around the corner. So check it out. Here it is. Hello, Kayla. How are you?
Hey, Pedro. How you doing? I'm pretty good. And I'm so thankful that you asked me to speak tonight because I'm really excited about this year's Hip Hop in the Park.
Word. So tell us a little bit what's going to be happening and where it's at.
For sure. Well, as you mentioned, I am the president of the Students for Hip Hop Club at UC Berkeley. And the biggest event of the year that we throw for the community is Hip Hop in the Park. So it's actually the longest running hip hop show in Northern California. It's always the first Saturday of May, which means that it'll be May 3rd this year from noon to 5. And it's in People's Park. And what this event really aims to do is to bring the community together. It's free and have a showcase of hip hop culture as a whole. So we celebrate the four original elements of hip hop, which is DJing, dancing, graffitiing, and, like, of course, emceeing. Through our amazing performances, and we really are just going to take up the whole block there, kind of like an old-school block party, and have a real celebration of the true meaning of hip-hop, the culture, and practice.
Word. And so tell us a little bit about the organizing of this event through, you know, the organization you're with.
Oh, absolutely. It's always crazy trying to throw some hip-hop stuff because you just deal with a lot of politics and things like that because hip-hop is kind of considered this, like, dirty word where it makes your event high risk. And so there's all these things that kind of follow with that, and there's always people that hear it in the hills and want to call 911. But really, this is an all-ages community event. In fact, last year we had so many families come out with small children that I decided to make a children's tent this year. So that will be one of the features this year, where you can come, you have your kids in a visible area on the basketball court with, like, jump ropes and sidewalk chalk and some art activities. On the main stage, we'll be having some amazing artists such as Kev Choice from Oakland, Mad Lines, who's a young up-and-coming female MC, as well as some classics like CMG of the Souls, CMG of the Conscious Daughters and Souls of Mischief as our headliner this year. We're also kind of pushing the limits of what hip-hop sound is with some experimental, like, electronic hip-hop through a live band. With an MC from Santa Cruz called Boostiv.
And you yourself are an MC as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's really what my love is. I teach a class at UC Berkeley in the African American Studies Department that students can take for 2 units called The Evolution of Hip Hop and How to Rap. So rapping is definitely my passion, and it's also just the reason that I love hip hop. It's one of the you know, really the element that I get to participate in and use for expression fully.
And what are some things that students get to learn in your class, you know, and give us a little bit of information on that? How can students sign up for your class?
Okay, well, I am graduating, so this is unfortunately going to be the last semester I'm teaching it, but I'm definitely going to be passing it on to a promising student in the future. It actually started in 1997, and when it first came to UC Berkeley, it had made a national news and was featured on MSNBC as covered by Bill Riley. And so the class, it was originally, you know, the life and legacy of Tupac Amaru Shakur, but I felt that it wasn't enough to just look at Tupac as this isolated figure. We had to go deeper than that, because we couldn't really appreciate Tupac's contribution to the music industry if we didn't know what came before him and what would eventually come after, and how we could see how that would be a reflection of when the industry came into hip-hop. And so that's why I added this evolution of hip-hop, so we start back into, you know, the origins of African-American history, and we expand to, you know, the late 70s, the early 80s, the golden era, and we see how not only, you know, the tempo, the beat, the way that instrumentals were produced and the sounds and that, but how flow has evolved as well, and what artists are coming out with, and as well as fashion. And then, you know, I said, we can't stop there. It's like KRS-One said, if you eat Italian food like pizza or pasta, it doesn't mean you know everything about Italian culture. So I kind of felt the same way about that. We need to practice hip-hop. We need to understand what bars are and rhyme scheme and how that contributes to a flow. And so that's why I added the element of how to rap. So that's kind of a touch. It's a 14-week class, but that's pretty much what it covers in that time period.
Wow, that sounds like a great class for sure. I would have taken it.
Well, you know, you're always welcome to come sit in.
Word. And you know, and it also goes together with the theme of today, which is Earth Day today. So, you know, bringing that consciousness of there's a park and we can celebrate in the park. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, the purpose of this is really to democratize hip hop and to show that there is no single image of what a hip hop artist is, whether that's an MC or a graffiti artist. And so that's why it's really important that it's outdoors, that it's free, that it's really for the community. So for anybody that's, if you practice hip hop, if you are interested, you want to get into it, or if you just love hip hop and you're an observer, it's really, there's something there for everybody, whether it's the dance cipher and you can get down in that, or we're featuring amazing international artist Nisha Sembi on our live graffiti, as well as the Illuminaries, who have done a beautiful mural in Berkeley. So that's what it's really about.
Word. And once again, if folks want to get more information on hip hop in the park, how can they do that?
Absolutely. The best thing is to like Students for Hip Hop on Facebook. We have the Facebook event up, and we're constantly posting about all of the different features that we'll be having, from our food trucks to our kids' tent to each artist that we'll be featuring. As well, you can also go to studentsforhiphop.com. That's students, FORHIPHOP.com. And we'll be updating all over that stuff. And once again, that's May 3rd, 2014. People's Park in Berkeley. The address is 2556 Hayes Street. It's free for everybody. It's all ages. And it's really Students for Hip Hop gifts to the community.
Word. And that's coming out of the Cal State right here. And that's going to be in Berkeley, right? Right down the street.
Yes, it's actually UC Berkeley. So, yes, it's a production thrown by UC Berkeley Students for Hip Hop.
Now, there's a little bit of history in the People's Park. Do you know a little bit of that history for us?
Well, I know that in general, free speech movement, and Mario Savio is always one of the kind of the historical moments that you hear of when you think of UC Berkeley's campus and People's Park, which is also considered the UC Berkeley's campus. And I guess it's kind of ironic because, we talk all this stuff about free speech and all of these developments that we've had. But in many ways, I feel like there are things that are censored, that there are, still the wiretapping of classrooms that are considered to be more political or revolutionary. And, having the head of Homeland Security become the president of the UC system. Well, I think that is enough said to say how far we've come in terms of this free speech movement.
That's right. You got Jeanette Napolitano, right? And she's deported over 2 million people, basically.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, under the Obama administration, which has actually deported more people than the George W. Bush administration. And so there's like a lot of things that we are still fighting. There's still a lot of problems that we have to face as students, whether that's student debt or like increasing, tuition and a lot of things like that. And so, sometimes we're just so caught up in trying to just like graduate and get our degrees that we really forget this outside world or sometimes the world that we come from. And so that's why I think that hip hop has always been this universal kind of tool and the universal language that really connects a lot of the marginalized voices in society. And that's why this event is so important for me, because it's more than just, a rapper getting on stage. This is a real celebration of, basically the soundtrack of the revolution and really like a time for us to come together and have solidarity with one another through this culture that we all are a part of.
That's right. And as we know, too, in the 80s, there was a lot of attack on hip hop. Also because, there was like all these politicians applying all these different laws as well against free speech. So we heard a lot of the MCs rapping over beeps, so it's crazy that you would, we got to that point where rappers couldn't really say express, right? That anger as well, so.
And
it goes
together. I feel like we kind of made full circle with that, because I think that a lot of rappers that we see on TV or hear through the mainstream radio waves don't necessarily get to tell their actual stories or what they might like to say, because all of that potential has been signed away in a contract. And, a lot of the artists that we see today, that are talented, and there's no denying that, but they've been co-opted by the industry. So when we're listening to them, we're not actually listening to that person. We're listening of a listening to a reflection of the industry. And because that's pretty much what we get on all of the major media outlets and television outlets, that's why Hip Hop in the Park is kind of the opposite of that. It's going back to the roots of when you rap, this rhyme is coming from you. This is your story. This is your truth. You know, when you're doing, you know, you're tagging something or creating visual art, that's coming out of your soul, not kind of a reflection of what the status quo is.
Word, most definitely. And you know, just to end it right here, I just want to see if you can leave us with the rhyme, you know, or something, you spit, so you can be able to let the folks know as well, you know, where they can find your music too.
All right. This is a shout out to all my first generation college students out there. You gotta dream big, but first you dream righteously. So many classes I struggled through to find out what was right for me. I almost dropped college feeling like I couldn't do it, then realized that I'd be foolish if I did not pursue this. I have the gift to be a sin if I didn't share it with the world. Looking back, I never seen it as an elementary girl. So timid and so shy, I was a target of the bullies. But I laugh about it now because they just never understood me.
Word. Wow. And where can they get your music at?
Oh, well, once again, my name is Kayla Love. That's K-A-I-L-A-L-O-V-E. I have a website. It has some links to my SoundCloud, which is KaylaLove.com. And, you know, I will be your host for Hip Hop in the Park. So you'll definitely see me out there.
Nice. And thank you very much. And once again, just the address and, you know, where folks can gather and what time.
Absolutely. It's going to be May 3rd. That is a Saturday from noon to 5 in People's Park by the UC Berkeley campus. The exact address for your GPS is 2556 Hay Street. And once again, I'm Kayla Love. You can check out Students for Hip Hop at studentsforhiphop.com or like us on Facebook.
Word. And shout outs to all the students keeping hip hop alive, you know, for sure. Thank you very much. Much respect.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, right here on Setting the Standard, my name is Pedro Reyes. We'll be right back after this quick music break. Stick around.